What's good, locals? Welcome back to the Local Podcast. This is episode 54. You have me, Carlos Perez, and my good friend,
Miguel Vasquez.
Yep. You can find our podcast on a lot of streaming podcast applications like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Store, YouTube, Audio Boom, and that one app you guys know about that we don't know about. But nonetheless, this is the podcast where we talk about video games, movies, TV shows, anything that pretty much piques our interest, like anime, anything that goes on in our daily lives. But yes, this is episode 54. Mike, can you believe we passed 50?
Damn, it's unbelievable.
But yeah, man, what have you been doing?
Recently, the usual, man, you know, as previous podcasts, I've always talked about, you know, doing on 3D stuff. Right now I'm working on a minion from Fickle Me. So right now I hope to finish them. Finish them because it's going to be two minions. I hope to finish them by either tonight or tomorrow or maybe Saturday, you know. But just that. I haven't copped a Little Nightmares 2 like I was supposed to, just because like I was so busy with the minions and stuff like that. And then also with the commission too that I'm doing for a client, I'm working on. In the previous podcast, I mentioned that for this client, I did a mascot character for him like 2 years ago. So he approached me like through Gmail and then asked me if I was still available, and I was like, yeah, sure. Now I'm doing like some kind of character that revolves around like politics. So I don't know how to explain it, but it's pretty much like a fruit, like a bean. This particular character, and I just pretty much stylized it. He gave me a 2D a concept art to do, and then I did it in 3D. And so far, he likes the way he looks. So yeah, I've been doing that this week. And what else? I mentioned it, I think, in the previous podcast or before. We've been thinking about restocking the SpongeBob and Patrick figures. And we're negotiating, like, you know, share price and stuff like that. But we're also negotiating a way for me to like purchase the sets. They have like 500 sets, at their factory. And me personally, like, I would like to buy them all and sell them off here at home. You know, get pretty much most of the profit. You know. So that'll probably, they've told me that it'll probably run about, you know, $3,000, $4,000 for me to buy all of them. But, you know, I just got to invest, you know. So I'm like, I already have like, you know, like it's affordable, like, but it's like a risky investment because you just don't know, like, what if I, you know, pay $4,000 and then some toys are like, you know, deformed, you know, like some, you know, quality issues, or, you know, like I get sued, you know, Nickelodeon's all like, hey, you know, like, give us the money, you know. You know what I mean? Like, so there's some risks about it, but for sure I'm willing to, you know, like I'm willing to cash out, you know, I'm willing to pay, you know, like you know, 3-4 G's, you know, at least 5 G's, you know, tops, you know, because other than that, like, you know, because I don't want to risk it too. But at the same time, I did like some calculations for each set, you know, for each figure, you know, they went for 160 with my previous seller. They went for 160 and 150 for Patrick and SpongeBob. So I'd probably sell them for an extra like $20, like 170. I did the math, you know, 500 times, you know, 170, you know, that comes out to like maybe like, it's like, fuck, I forgot. Let me do the calculations. It comes out to like at least 60 to like 80,000. Fuck, I forgot how much it was. But yeah, so it's a risky investment, you know, just like, you know, like I can afford it, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, just for the fuck of it, but I can pay it, but it's just so risky too. Cause like, I don't want to get hit with a lawsuit, especially cause I'm selling them from the US and not from China, you know?
Yeah.
But that's something I've been like dealing with this whole week, you know, just that, you know, it's always on, it's pretty much constantly on my mind right now. I'm just thinking about, should I, you know, just give them the money? I'll receive the sets at home. They'll send it to me and I would have to do the shipping from home, you know, and this and that. But I think it's a good investment, you know, just it just pretty much takes risk. You know, everything takes risk and I'm willing to do it. But so far right now, you know, we're just negotiating. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Just that. I do have generally, like, on this show, like, I don't really talk about like my personal life a lot, you know. I'll just mention like what I do, like, when it comes to like 3D stuff. But I did go on a Tinder date like these past 2 weeks. Last week I went with it was boring. For this girl was like really boring, blah blah blah. Then I went on another Tinder date and she was cool too. We're still talking, but like for me, like I wasn't like feeling it. And then tomorrow I have another Tinder date. It's just what makes this one kind of like unique in a way is because this is a Chinese foreign student. She's like she's my age, 24. She's really, really pretty. She's like she looks like a model, you know. She's tall, you know. I'm 5'7", she's 5'6", like 5'7". So she's like about my height, you know. She already knows how tall I am. She's like, oh, it's cool. So we're supposed to go to tomorrow we're supposed to go to
How tall is she?
She's 5'6". I'm 5'7".
Oh, okay. I thought she was, yeah. I thought you said something like way taller and you're like, she knows my size. She said it's okay. She's like, I like shorties. But yeah, no. Go on. Sorry.
But yeah, we're supposed to hang out tomorrow. We're supposed to go to like Rolling Heights or like at some boba place, you know, up around the LA area. I think it's in LA. I'm not sure, but it should be cool. But yeah, hopefully that'll take off my mind from, you know, like the from, you know, all the negotiating, you know, because that's kind of like stressing me out, you know. I'm just thinking about it a lot, so it's pretty good to, you know, go out and then just forget about it for a bit, you know. But I still have to copy Little Nightmares too, so I'll do that, most likely do that this week. But yeah, that's pretty much what I've been doing. But what about you?
Crap, what have I been doing? I've been, so we were talking about WandaVision, and no joke, it's been, I think, 2 weeks since the last podcast. So there's been two new episodes. Tomorrow is a third new episode. And so right now there's only 5 episodes available, but by the time you're listening to this, it's probably 6 episodes. Anyways. So last I said, episodes 1, 2, and 3 were pretty boring to me. And the end of episode 3 was finally grabbing my attention, like, ooh, okay, now I can't wait to see what takes place next. You know what I mean? And, crap, I was going to say something. So the first 3 episodes didn't really grab me, but man, episodes 4 and 5 were so good. I was literally like hooked. I was like, okay, so I still stand by episodes 1 through 3. I think they're pretty boring. But after that, literally, if you could stick with it, I say stick with it because it's only getting juicier and juicier. Excuse me.
For sure.
So yeah, WandaVision has been good. I've been watching, what have I been watching? Jujutsu Kaisen, some anime.
I got a question about WandaVision. Is there any action in it? Like any fights so far?
Not a lot of action. Just, I guess you would say, just more curiosity. Like, oh, dang, like, this is building up to that. This is going to happen, we assume. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of, like fighting. Like, there's just a main villain inside, you know?
Yeah.
But it's still interesting to watch. Each episode is, like, I think, like, maybe 35 to 45 minutes, the longest.
For sure.
But, yeah, it's still worth a watch, definitely, if you're into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I mean, if you're into the Marvel Cinematic Universe, I assume you're pretty much watching it already. But yeah, the Super Bowl happened while we were gone. I didn't really watch it, didn't care too much for it. I literally was watching Star Wars that day in my room.
Forgot about it.
Yeah, so last episode we said we were gonna do goals, and dude, I forgot to tell you that I guess I thought of this thing to start for the podcast, but I was listening to more podcasts while I was at work, and yeah, the podcast that I like, Easy Allies, pretty much does the same thing that I pretty much copied from them, and I literally didn't realize it. At the end of their podcast, they do bets, and then they take a point system with teams. And now I think about it, I'm like, maybe we shouldn't do goals because it's too similar. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just trying to be unique. So I think we're going to scrap that idea. And not I didn't beat Immortals Fenyx Rising either.
Or, you know, maybe like a month goal, you know, like every once a month, you know, we'll have a goal, you know, like a bet, you know, in a way.
Yeah, we'll think of something new. We'll think about it, something off on the side. But Yeah, I didn't beat Immortals Fenyx Rising. As a matter of fact, I deleted it off my PlayStation 5. I stopped playing because I was like, I was really into it at the time again too. But for some reason, I was just like, high key, I feel like I'm forcing myself to play this more just because I'm kind of like halfway through. But honestly, I think I'm just going to drop it. Whatever. But yeah, so I dropped that. I started playing Sekiro again. Then I dropped that. And I'm back on my grind on Persona 5 Royale. And oh my God, it is so good. I'm never going to drop this. I'm going to continue the grind. And if we're to have monthly goals, that is my monthly goal for February. I will beat Persona 5 Royale. I swear to God. But sure. Trying to think, what other games did I play? I haven't played much. I've just been playing Persona 5 Royale, and that's just been fun. I'm still in the first palace. Every time when I play, I just keep thinking about the Harry Potter game that's to come, and I'm like, I hope they make something like this in Hogwarts. It's so cool. But other than that, I don't think I did much. Oh, I got funnel cakes. That was pretty interesting. It's so weird. Have you had funnel cakes right there next to the house, dude?
Yeah. I've never made them at home. I think I have. I'm not sure. But for sure, I've gotten them at county fairs.
Okay. Well, dude, right there on Grove and 6th Street, like down the street from my house, there's a funnel cake place that charges, I think, like $6 or $5 for a plate. And it's hot and ready, dude. It is so good.
For sure. And how big is a plate? You know, like your average like party plate, you know, plastic.
I would say like the size of a plastic plate, but it comes in like a nice foil tray. So it's still hot when you take it home.
For sure. Oh, shit. I got to check that out.
Yeah, dude. It was so good. My brother brought me some one night. And then the next night I went back for more. No joke, dude. Like usually it takes like doesn't take long to make a funnel cake. But I guess like I was behind someone that ordered 10 funnel cakes with ice cream and fruit, dude. I was there for like 45 minutes. It was ridiculous. And the guy told me on the phone like 10 to 15 minutes. So after 10 to 15 minutes was up, I was there waiting at the store for another 40 minutes. So almost an hour cooking those funnels.
Fuck.
I was sad. But I still got my funnel cake.
Yeah.
But other than that, that was pretty much the most interesting that happened that week.
Oh, Camfrey, you know, and I also forgot to mention, we went to the movie drive-in.
Oh, yeah. And we had churros.
Yeah, and we had churros, yeah.
But,
we had churros.
Yeah, man, we can hop straight into some news.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, pretty big news thing, but we'll see how much we get through. Won't get too much into some stuff, but, yeah, man. We'll go straight into it.
For sure.
So first from the list, we got the girl, one of the main characters from Mandalorian, Gina Carano, aka Cara Dune. She's pretty much the main, I would say the main female character in The Mandalorian. But apparently she got fired from Lucasfilms. Did you see anything about that?
Yeah, I read about it. I didn't. You know, like it's obviously like we very rarely talk about politics on this podcast because, you know, it's just, you know, that's for a different topic. You know, it's just gaming. But damn, it kind of sucks, you know, just, you know, because she's a conservative, you know, and obviously Disney's like very kind of like liberal. So I guess, you know, some, you know, just stuff like that, you know. But I did hear that she compared like, I guess like something about Nazis, like. Nazi Germany to like the way conservatives speak out nowadays. I guess like people will cancel conservatives, and she compared that to Nazi Germany. And I don't know, just correct me if I'm wrong.
It was something like that. I didn't get too much into it. I just took it as if you work for Disney, not that you have to watch what you say. But pretty much you're like a public figure. People look up to you.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, look at Trump and see like what, like he, not like he endorses, like he for sure doesn't say go out and go do this and people actually listen, but it's like they believe in his beliefs and then there's people that like believe stronger. So they act on it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But like not to get too much into it. It was more like you're a public figure for Disney, you know, and Disney's like a family friendly thing and they're really strict on that. And yeah, if you're going to go out and go be saying stuff like that, they're going to cut you off, I would assume.
Yeah. But yeah, just that sucks, dude, because, you know, she was supposed to get her own show, right?
Yeah, she was supposed to get her own show with a couple of other characters from the Mandalorian series. But obviously, since they fired her, they're going to scrap that idea entirely, or maybe they'll just replace her with another actor. I'm not sure. They didn't go too into detail with that.
Most likely, but that sucks, dude, because, you know, she made it big, dude. She was an MMA fighter. I remember watching her YouTube videos, like, way back in middle school of her, you know, back in MMA. She would fight, like, Chris Cyborg and stuff like that. But it's crazy, dude, because she started off as an athlete, and now she's making it big. Well, I don't know about now, but she made it big, you know, like in the big screen, you know, like something like Mandalorian. I mean, the fact that she was like part of a huge female, you know, character, like cast, you know, it sucks, you know, for that to happen, you know, and that's going to deter like a lot of agencies or like, you know, directors, you know, producers to like hire her, you know?
Yeah, definitely. But we'll keep moving along. So apparently Tom Holland says that Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire are not in Spider-Man 3. Only says that because, at least from what he said something along the lines like, as from what I know, I have not seen Tobey Maguire or Andrew Garfield in the script at all or even at the shop. But if they are in it, then it'll be a surprise to me, because then that's one big secret Disney is hiding from me. And I don't think they'll hide something that big from me. But yeah, so he could either be telling the truth or he could be lying. What do you think?
Fuck, I hope he's fucking lying, dude. I hope he's lying.
Yeah.
Everyone was so hyped for it. You know, like when I heard Andrew and Toby coming back as Spider-Man, like I was so hyped. I was like, yeah, this is a day one for me to go watch it in theaters or at the time, you know, if the pandemic's still going on, you know, I'll like, you know, stream it, you know? Mm-hmm. But damn, that would suck if it's not true.
Okay, do you think the movie would just suck entirely just because they're not in it?
No, because, like, you already got Alfred Molina and
Jamie Farr. True. That is confirmed.
So it's going to be a throwback to seeing them, you know, back on the big screen. But, you know, Andrew and Toby would be the icing on the cake, honestly, dude. Like, I feel like if they had Andrew and Toby in there with Tom Holland, it'd be like Infinity War, like 2.0, just Spider-Man version. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I hope he's telling the truth, because I don't know. Something like this huge, I don't want to know any information about it at all. You know, like, why would Disney drop the ball like that? You know what I mean? Like keeping something like that.
It was like paparazzi or someone that took pictures, like shots of them. And it wasn't Disney that mentioned it. It was like someone else on Twitter. Right?
It was like rumors, and then it was like leaks and whatevers. But I don't know. Like, it's like, I really do want them to be in there. But like, just knowing the fact that they are is kind of like a huge surprise letdown. But that's just me, obviously. Like, yes, I would love for them to be in there for sure. Or maybe Tom Holland's lying and then they are in the movie. Then that'll be a big surprise for me. I'll be like, oh, heck yeah. Or even watching the trailer, I'll just be like, yes, this is awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, he lied. This makes me happy. Like, it's a surprise again. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, it's not fishy, but I mean, hey. Who really knows, you know, only Disney and Tom Holland, I would assume, you know, and obviously the other cast members.
Yeah.
But yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool. You can't wait to see what it looks like. I think we get a trailer this year. I'm not sure.
Hope so.
But they announced Sonic the Hedgehog 2 film is confirmed, and it's going to come out April 8th, 2022.
For sure. Damn. That's a year from now. That's pretty cool. You know, I think that's, achievable, you know, within a year.
Yeah. Did you watch the first Sonic movie? Yeah. All right.
Hell yeah, I did. Damn, dude. That was the last Sonic. That was the last movie I watched in theaters, dude.
I think so, too. Dude, that was a year ago. That was last year. Literally one year ago.
I watched it the 8th of February.
Yeah, I watched it on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Damn, dude. It's a throwback, you know?
So it wasn't nothing crazy in the trailer. It was more of like a teaser announcement of the logo. Pretty much just a Sonic the Hedgehog with the number 2 has two tails to represent tails, obviously. nothing crazy more to talk about, but it was just interesting little video game movie news. But I wanted to ask you, did you think this video game movie was good?
Yeah, the first one, yeah. Oh yeah, I was laughing, dude, like because of Jim Carrey, just in general. I thought the design of Sonic was just well done, you know, and I enjoyed every minute of it. It was worth it, you know.
Yeah, definitely. But
would you watch it in theaters day one?
Definitely.
It's over. Yeah, I would.
Yeah, definitely. That's a day one for me. Out of all the video game movies, though, I was going to ask, what makes this video game movie like so unique or so different from other video game movies? Like, what's grabbing the attention?
For one, they stay true to the design of Sonic. That's for sure.
True.
Plus, they hired some good actors, you know. Yeah, pretty much it. They just stayed true to the design. I think that's what made it like so unique, you know, so great, you know.
Definitely, especially Green Hills. You would assume where Sonic is from.
Mm-hmm.
The world, yeah. Just in obviously in CGI, but it still looks really good. Really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought it was pretty cool.
Yep.
But basically, to convert our movie news to video games, we got one last news bit. Mm-hmm. So we finally got casting members for The Last of Us HBO TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Bella Ramsey is Ellie, and Pedro Pascal from The Mandalorian is Joel.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
Pedro Pascal looks, he's obviously like, he's like the main character in Mandalorian. So like his voice, I think suits it well. He's an actor. So he'll be able to make like an older, like, mimic probably, you know, Joel's voice from The Last of Us game. But, for sure he has like his face, like he's like, what, like in his 40s, right? So like, he's like around the age of Joel in a way. Mm-hmm. I think he'll nail it, you know. I think he'll do a good job. Bea Ramsey, I saw a picture of her. I don't know if they intentionally just posted a bad shot of her. I was like, is that Ellie? She does. I mean, I know you're not supposed to compare, you know, actors to like video game characters, but I was like, she doesn't look like Ellie, you know. But hey, you know, like she can, you know, maybe that's an old picture from a year or two ago. I don't know how old she is, but I mean, hey, they're actors, you know, they can change their looks however they want. So, yeah, it looks promising so far, especially for Pedro. I think he nails the look for Joel.
Definitely. I can agree with that. I've never seen the Ellie of, what's her name? Bella Ramsey perform in anything. So I can't really say a good judgment on her. I try not to. I don't know. I feel like you do need looks to portray the role. But then again, it's not like we actually saw what they look like. You know what I mean? We just see what they look like as regular people, not in their acting performance modes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But I do think Pedro Pascal is a good actor. I liked him in Wonder Woman 84. He was pretty cool. What else was he in? In The Mandalorian? And there was one other movie that I saw him in, but I forgot. I think I was spacing out. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I thought it was pretty cool. I saw this tweet from Brian Altano, this guy from IGN. And he was saying it fits perfectly that Pedro Pascal is casted as Joel taking care of Ellie, because it's pretty much the same thing he was just working on, taking care of an orphan in Star Wars. So he just takes care of another one in the Sony universe. So I thought that was pretty clever. I was like, heck yeah, I totally agree with that. But what do you think is going to... What do you think is going to happen? What stories do you think that are going to take place in the HBO series?
I think the HBO series is going to make their own route. They're going to do their own route of Ellie and Joel, because we already know what happens, in the video game, you know, world, but in the world and in the movie world, they'll probably like just make it. They'll make the story differently, you know, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I'm not a writer or director, but I have a feeling they're going to go a different route, you know?
To me,
a different outcome, would you say?
Oh, I'll let you go. Sorry.
Not pretty much, just a different outcome.
Hmm. To me, I would want them to pretty much stay true to the story, but I would like maybe like the first season to be like separate, like see both sides of them before they actually met up, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Like, so you can like grow a bond with them, you know, be like, damn, I kind of care for this character, you know, instead of just immediately having them meet up, you know, and this and that. But I get what you're saying, you know, have like a different story for them for a couple episodes to the point where the viewer can like grow a bond with this character, like, you know, sympathize with this character. And then once they both meet up, they're going to be like, oh, hell yeah, I want these characters to succeed, whatever they're going through, you know?
Definitely.
That makes sense. That's a good idea.
But I still want them to try and stay true to the video game. Obviously, they're not going to knock down every single point as fast as the video game does, but at least like get like the core element of the game story down. You know what I mean? Like, you know how there's like kind of like time skips when you're traveling with Ellie? Like you're going through the mountains or something, then it just goes black and then you're out of the mountains. Like, I would like to see what happens during those times, you know, like maybe they get attacked by a bear up there, their camping style. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But for sure, do you think it's guaranteed that we see the beginning of The Last of Us in the TV show? Like what happens to Joel and how they get split up and stuff, his brother? Like, you know what part I'm talking about, right? I'm trying not to say it because of spoilers in case people haven't played the game yet.
In the first Last of Us, like in the beginning, right in the beginning, I don't think it's a spoiler. That's what the gamer experiences right within the 15 minutes of playing the game, that Joel loses his daughter, you know, right in the beginning of the video game. So I'm assuming they're gonna show like a couple episodes of him, you know, bonding with his daughter, and then something bad happens to his daughter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to like have the viewers sympathize, you know, because you just can't put that scene right away within like the first or two episodes. You want the viewer to grow some emotions towards these characters, you know. So we'll most likely see like a glimpse of Joel's daughter.
Before, like a before scenario, before the virus takes over.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, for maybe an episode or two. Hopefully they do that because that's a good idea, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, so I don't really care about who gets casted as Joel and Ellie. I'm trying to see who gets casted as Joel's daughter in the beginning. No, just kidding.
that's true.
But who do you think? Do you think they're going to introduce Joel's brother? They have to, right? In this first season?
I don't know. First season, who knows? Maybe, you know. I mean, after all, they do escape together in the beginning of the first game.
Yeah.
They escape together, so... I'm assuming he should come out.
Hmm. True, true. And what about, you think we'll get a deeper dive into the Fireflies?
Most likely. Oh, yeah. They're a huge part of the first game and second game, I'm assuming. I haven't played the second game, but yeah, most likely. A background, you know, background story of the Fireflies and stuff.
True. If they could put their money into funds, I would say I would want most of their focus on making the clickers look so crazy and so good. They look phony, I would be so turned off. I would probably not watch the show, I swear to God.
No, this is HBO we're talking about, dude. They've, you know, with the...
True, they got Game of Thrones, they got good... Yeah. I think they have good reputation, and they obviously would have Sony funds, we assume, right?
Yeah, and that's with CGI too, with the clickers, you know, like... It's going to be mostly prosthetics, you know, and, you know, prosthetics, like I follow a lot of like, you know, SFX pages on Instagram. Like a lot of these dudes are so like advanced in making these prosthetics look so fucking real on a person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So for sure, these clickers are going to look badass. I guarantee it. They're going to look so realistic and creepy. That's something I'm really hyped to see.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait. For anything, I'm pretty hyped for this. I can't wait to see what more we get out of PlayStation Studios, or I forgot what they call their TV shows and movies for video games. They had a name for it, right?
Forgot.
But other than that, yeah, we also got Tom Holland being Nathan Drake. I'm pretty excited for that. I think that got delayed too, also to 2022. I'm not sure. I forgot. But yeah, anyways, I'm still hyped for these games. I can't wait to see what other things they cook up. They got Metal Gear and Tomb Raider is last I saw. Tomb Raider, Metal Gear, Uncharted, and now The Last of Us. Like with confirmed actors and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's pretty neat.
For sure.
But I mean, if that's all you gotta say, we can move straight into video game news. How about that?
Straight to video game news. Let's do it.
Let's go. Google shuts down Stadia internal game studios. That was pretty... I won't say that it wasn't a shocker, but it was more like how do you shut down your own like systems inside studio? Does that make sense? To make exclusive games for you guys, you know? Like, isn't that... I mean, to me, I think the biggest selling point of a console is what games they have. No matter how strong they are. Like, look at Nintendo. They sell millions of consoles. And they only got Mario, Zelda, obviously the Mario the Nintendo franchise, you know? But still, obviously those games aren't enough to people, but I mean, they sell, you know what I mean? And Google Stadia pretty much is just a third-party thing. I don't think Google Stadia has exclusives.
I don't think they do.
But yeah, what do you think about them shutting down their internal studio?
Honestly, like anything that involves with shutting down studios is just heartbreaking, dude. Because like, these developers, you know, like they just go out of work, you know, or who knows, maybe they'll like direct them to another studio. But it's always sad. So. It's devastating because like I follow a lot of dudes that are in the studio and in industry, you know? So I think it sucks, you know, but I mean, this is Google. I mean, we don't know what their true intentions are. Hopefully they'll like follow up with an actual, you know, dedicated console instead of, you know, streaming video games like Stadia. Google has like the potential to like come out with a good console, you know? But they came out with this, you know, this junk. But yeah, I think it's just sad. And pretty much that's all I can say, dude. It's just sad.
Yeah. They said that they shut down their internal studios to focus more with third-party developers. But like I said, I don't know. I feel like something that sells consoles is pretty much the exclusives that you have and pretty much just with what everyone's playing on, you know? And I mean, Google's taking a big step trying to like start their own thing, you know, like Stadia as its own streaming service. Obviously, it's not a home console, but I mean, who's really on Stadia? Like, I don't know anybody that has a Stadia account. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But other than that, like, I give them props for like trying to start their own thing. And I'm pretty sure they could develop into something better, something greater throughout the years. But obviously, when you start something, not everything's going to go your way. So you're going to go through some struggles. But yeah, I really hope Google can start up something that will actually have competition between Microsoft and Sony.
Mm-hmm.
But shutting down an internal game studio, I don't know. I don't know how much they're hurting. But if it's going to help them develop a better relationship with third-party studios to maybe have them develop exclusive games for their platform, then that's cool. Good for them. But then, like, wouldn't they, like, notice, like them, too? Like, damn, who's really playing on Stadia? Like, if we develop an exclusive game for you, like, who's really going to buy that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, out of how many people have PlayStations and Xboxes and Nintendo Switches, like, who's really going to come to Stadia just for this one exclusive game?
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you don't have to. Stadia is a monthly service. You could just get the Stadia service and then just buy the game. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But other than that, I thought that was sad to hear, but it's kind of questionable because of how many people are really on the system, you know?
Yeah. True.
But other than that, we got some more pretty upsetting news while we've been gone. God of War just recently got its 4K 60 frames per second patch next gen update right after me and Mike have completed the game. Literally, maybe like probably like 2 weeks after we beat the game. Could you believe that?
Yeah.
The audacity Santa Monica Studios has to release this update knowing that we just beat God of War.
Yeah, dude, like the update should have been out on day one of PS5 launch, you know?
Even at that, like, it should have been like a heads up, like, hey, we're getting a lot of tweets that we don't have a next gen update. Don't worry, it's coming. Mm-hmm. You know, if I would have known that, I wouldn't have played it for a second time. But
yeah.
To be fair,
yeah.
I'll let you go.
Pretty much like they probably didn't want to mention it just because like they didn't want to deter like customers from buying the game, you know, from waiting, you know, to buy the game. You know, it's just better to buy it now and then just release the update and then, and you know, what goes on, you know. But for sure, I feel like they just didn't mention it just because they didn't want to like make customers, you know, buyers like wait for the game, you know.
I feel that. But to be fair, the game has a fantastic story. I would not mind replaying it for a third time.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm doing, too. Yeah.
Definitely. It was so good playing it a second run through. I had so much fun. Learned so many new things through the second time playing it just because I had, like, a full experience. But other than that, yeah, I was pretty hyped. I was playing on performance mode, but, man, I rewatched the Stranger fight, the very first fight that you do in the game with Boulder. IGN posted a 4K 60 frames per second video and I watched that on my TV and I was like, God damn, I can't wait to play this again. But
yeah, 4K makes a huge difference. Yeah.
Heck yeah. It looks really good. Do you think God of War Ragnarok is still on track for 2021 release?
I hope so. You know, part of me says 2022 just because like 2022 just because like, you know, the pandemic, we don't know how it's going at Santa Monica, but for sure Rafael Grossetti, the art director, he tweeted that he's back to work, like, all right, back to work, you know. And a lot of people were like just asking them, is it God of War, you know, but we all know it's God of War. This dude's the art director, you know. So to me, part of me says, you know, we'll probably get a teaser or at least a gameplay trailer of God of War Ragnarok this year, but I feel like it would probably come out like early 2022.
Okay, I just rewatched the teaser trailer for Ragnarok. To be clear, all it says is Ragnarok is coming 2021. That's I could say, like, rewatching it, I believe the game's not even coming out 2021. I just believe we're going to get a trailer.
A trailer, most likely, dude.
You know what I mean? Like, like, I feel like a lot of people are going to be so mad because that's what we're all expecting, right? A full-fledged God of War game 2021. But to be fair, all it says is Ragnarok is coming 2021. That could mean anything. A trailer, a game, DLC. What do you think? Like, am I just being speculative? Is that even a word?
Yeah, I don't fucking forgot.
Speculation? Anyways, yeah. Now it gets me thinking because I was thinking about that when you were talking about it. And I was like, didn't all the trailers say Ragnarok is coming 2021? That could just mean anything, correct?
Mm-hmm.
We might not even get a game. We might just get a trailer.
That's what I'm saying. A trailer, a teaser, you know. Pretty much a teaser trailer, man. Because it just said coming 2021, meaning we'll most likely get a trailer or a teaser. You know,
I feel let down.
Yeah, honestly, I'm expecting it, dude. Because like, I feel like it's way too early, dude. You know, especially a game of this magnitude. You know.
Yeah, we were in disbelief. Like, there was no way we're getting a sequel to God of War in 2021.
Yeah.
Like when we first saw this at the Game Awards. But like, this wasn't at the Game Awards. This was at a PlayStation conference. Sorry about that. But yeah, I just rewatching it, I'm in disbelief. God of War Ragnarok is not a sequel coming out for PlayStation 5 in 2021. This is just a trailer we are getting. Either trailer or information or I'm in disbelief. If we get a game, God bless. If we don't get a game, I'm trying not to get my hopes up.
Yeah, don't.
Regardless, whatever comes out that's Ragnarok in 2021, I'm pretty sure it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
Whatever's news, trailer, video game, I'm all for it.
For real.
But yeah, I'm super hyped. I can't wait to see what they do next. Yeah, man, I'm super excited. God of War. Oh, man. You did me dirty, but I'll play you for a third time. Next, that we got recently, Mass Effect Legendary Edition. A trailer was released while we've been gone. Have you played Mass Effect before?
Never have, but I do know it was really popular on the 360 back in the day.
Definitely. I have never played a Mass Effect game, but I have heard countless things about how good 1 through 3 are. So, if you guys haven't known, Mass Effect Legendary Edition is Mass Effect 1 through 3 remastered 4K. I'm not sure about the frames, but it's 4K. Whatever. Mm-hmm. It comes with all the DLC except for the first DLC for the first game, I believe. They said that they lost the files or they were corrupt and no one had backups. So that DLC is just gone forever, I guess. It was something along those lines, but yeah. Nonetheless, so there's the Legendary Edition. Well, not even Edition. That's what they're just calling it, Mass Effect Legendary. And there's a Collector's Edition, which comes with a steelbook, helmet, some pins, a canvas letter, I believe. But it does not come with the game for $150.
Nah.
What do you think of, like why? Why would you make a collector's edition with no game?
Just greed, you know?
To be fair, I didn't think about it until I actually just said those words. It makes sense. A lot of people don't buy physical games anymore. They're all digital. So imagine buying a collector's edition with a physical edition, but you want to play it digitally. So I guess there's like that for those people, but like me, I love my physicals, but I'm kind of like buying more games digital because it's more convenient. But like, I wish there was just one option for it. Like if you could buy a collector's edition with a digital code and then a collector's edition with a physical. Does that make sense? But I guess that's what this collector's edition is targeted for. People will digitally, but then why does it come with a steelbook? That doesn't make sense either, now that I just think about it. But anyways, yeah, it retails for $60. I thought it was pretty neat. I just thought that was worth throwing in there. Oh, also comes out May 14th, 2021. So a couple months. That's pretty neat. Would you pick it up?
No. I've never been a Mass Effect fan. It's interesting, you know. I've seen a lot of memes back in high school of the game. But pretty much like, no, they really caught my interest, to be honest.
I'll probably, if I see more gameplay, I'll probably pick it up. We'll see.
For sure. Give it a shot, you know?
Add it to the backlog. To the backlog is what I say. Next, we got Activision announced Diablo 4 and Overwatch 2 will not be coming out this year. Which is, to me, is surprising because they were super proudful that they were like working on Overwatch 2. They had a trailer and everything, but like, I don't know. Overwatch 2 just has story mode to me. At least that's what I'm thinking, unless they're just rehashing the game entirely. Then I'm fine with a delay because obviously delays means they get more time to work on their game to make it better, get those bugs out. I'm all for it. But Diablo 4, I know, has been in development for the longest, at least from what fans like argue with. Like they were super pissed that one time at BlizzCon that they didn't get a Diablo 4 trailer and all they got was like Diablo 4, like the app store or something. And they threw like a huge rage and it was all over Reddit and everything. But other than that, I thought it was worth mentioning that Diablo 4 Overwatch 2 got delayed.
The last Overwatch game we've had was like 2016, right?
Yeah, I think so. Or I think 2015.
I think 2016.
No, I think 2014.
Really? But damn, like it's been a while, you know?
Yeah, when does Overwatch come? Oh yeah, 2015, October 27th. Thanks, Google.
Oh fuck. Oh shit. Okay. Damn, it's a while back, dude.
And they won Game of the Year.
Damn. For sure.
Rigged. No, just kidding.
The Last of Us should have won. It wasn't even out. But
yeah. For sure. Other than that, we got another Activision news. Crash Bandicoot 4, It's About Time, gets a next-gen upgrade for free. Also coming to Switch, March 12th, PC later in the year, available on the Blizzard application or launch or whatever. Mm-hmm. Have you seen screenshots of the next-gen update?
Screenshots?
Yeah.
Of what?
Of the next-gen update for Crash 4.
No, what the fuck? No, I haven't.
Yeah, dude. So apparently, it's not like... You know how most Switch ports are just like a downgraded version of the game?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, from what it looks like they reworked the game so it looks good on Switch. So that's pretty surprising. It looks awesome. I'm pretty hyped on that.
Oh, for sure. For sure. That's good.
Yeah, dude. It's pretty cool. But other than that, I thought that was worth mentioning since it's Activision, whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, we have Anthem. The video game is apparently holding a meeting to talk about its future of the game, whether they're going to continue development or they're just going to kill them off.
Anthem.
Yeah.
That game sounds so familiar. Holy shit.
Anthony. Anthem. Anthem was supposed to be the Destiny killer, like the Iron Man like game that they had at E3. Remember that one?
I remember.
Yeah. So that game was just a huge repetitive multiplayer mess. The hub world was too slow. I literally was on the edge of getting it. So I did it like through EA Play and played it for free. And I think I had like three homies that bought like the like max edition you could buy of the game. And I was like, I told you guys not to get this fucking game. God damn it. But anyways, it sucks that they're going through that. But I mean, they've been under the rug for the longest. No information, no updates, anything. So I don't know what's going to happen. Do you think they're going to get the wheel and get cut off? Or you think they're going to finally announce something?
I'm assuming they're going to try to like just fix things because I read the reviews and they have like, I think they have like 54 on Metacritic. That's pretty much like mixed reviews or bad review in my opinion, but yeah, I read on an article saying that they're just going to like rework it in a way. They could like just scrap it and just call it, just kill it. But I think they're just going to rework it and then like fix, the problems that it has, because I've heard it's repetitive, and stuff like that. I've never played the game, but I did hear it's really repetitive. I wouldn't know. So.
Okay. To me, I think the only way they could pick themselves back up is if they release a brand new update that's free and it just reimagines the entire game.
Mm-hmm.
Like they cannot be using I can't say they can't be using, but they just have to bring something brand new, like a huge, huge update if they want people to come back.
Yeah,
and it's got to be free. I doubt anyone would pay DLC for a brand new version of the game.
Mm-hmm.
There is no coming back from that. And that is at least the only motive I could think of them surviving. But if anything, if they don't come out with something like that, I think the game is just going to get cut off.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's by EA. They love their loot boxes. To be fair, they've calmed down a bit ever since that whole Battlefront story of how their loot box system worked. I know they've cut back on their loot boxes and no one has been giving them shit whatsoever, but I don't know. We'll see. They do love money and this game didn't make them any, so I'm pretty sure they're going to get the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I thought that was worth mentioning. So EA is supposed to host a digital event this year. EA, god damn it, E3 to host a digital event this year in June. More details to come. The only thing confirmed is that Jeff Keighley won't be hosting it. They didn't have much to say. They just said that they're trying to get confirmed for a digital event, but they still need publishers, developers to come on board to see if they can show off their games whatsoever. But yeah, I don't know. There was like rumors that you need like a six-figure income to show your stuff there.
Damn.
Like to get a spot. Six figures. Yeah. That's $100,000.
Or more.
Yeah. Depending on how much they charge. Like if I was anybody else, I would say fuck that. I'd rather just do a Nintendo Direct.
Yeah, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Like, yeah.
Like even to let alone, like, well, I was gonna say to cost for a booth. There is no booth, it's digital. but yeah, what do you think? Do you think E3 is gonna, I don't know, it's, I just feel like what I think it was Summer Game Fest is what IGN did, right? It was like IGN's own thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think what they did last year was pretty cool, like because E3 didn't happen last year due to COVID, but E3 trying to do their own thing when IGN already has something, like why go there? Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Unless they bring something brand new to the table that's just better, then I mean, go for it, but it pretty much just trying to copy and paste what IGN did. It's kind of like, like, why do that when we could just watch the original? Does that make sense?
True, true.
But I mean, I don't know. How do you feel?
You know how you mentioned that, you know, to like participate in E3, you have to pay, you know, six figures or more?
Something along those lines. I'm not sure if that's true, like, but something like that. But go.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck no, dude. I'd rather just host it at IGN, you know, if I was a developer. I mean, you know, I think IGN has more subscribers on YouTube than E3, you know? And I mean, E3 is going to do it online, you know, or even IGN is going to share like E3 videos as well. But I mean, you're better off just, you know, getting with IGN and doing summer, like, and just, you know, showcase your games on Summerfest, you know, thing. I think that you'd be better off like that. I'm assuming, you know, it'd be cheaper too.
Yeah, definitely. Especially even cheaper to just do a Nintendo Direct, record a video and post it, you know?
Yeah, I finally understand now why Nintendo does their directs and why PlayStation does their shows too, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Nintendo was still doing directs even,
even
with E3. At E3, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But then again, Nintendo got money, so we don't even need to worry.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know how I feel. Like E3 is such an original thing, but we've heard so many bad things about them within the past years, you know, like Sony leaving that one year. And then I think Ubisoft left too. Mm-hmm. I forgot what other companies were leaving, but yeah, it was just, I don't know. It was, I could see why a lot of people were leaving if they're charging six figures to have a spot on their show.
Mm-hmm.
Like F that, I wouldn't want to do that. I feel like the devs are bringing E3 the money, so they should even have to pay. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Like, if anything, E3 should be paying them to come be on their show. At least that's how I see it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting.
True.
Other than that, CD Projekt Red got hacked again.
Wow.
Did you see anything out of that?
I didn't hear about it, but I didn't read the details. Tell me.
Yeah, so CD Projekt Red was hacked, I think, before E3 when they showed off the Cyberpunk trailer. And they wanted some money. Cyberpunk was like, F that. If you guys release it, you guys release it. We're not giving you guys anything. Like,
appreciate.
And they sent out a note saying, yeah, we got hacked. If they want to release the trailer, I mean, hey, we worked hard on it. We hope you guys enjoy it. If they don't, whatever, you know? So,
wow, what a piece of shit, man.
Yeah, they got hacked into. They hacked. I think they got their source codes, whatever. I'm not sure what that means. They got the source codes for Cyberpunk, Witcher 3, and Gwent. And an unreleased version for Witcher 3. And we assume, I took this from the homie from Discord. Crap, I forgot who it was. But he said, it's the unreleased version of the Witcher 3 for the Tesla model. But yeah, I thought that was funny, so I had to share that. But yeah, that kind of sucks. But a lot of people are saying it's an inside job. That's a public publicity event.
Yeah, PR stunt, you know?
Yeah. So what do you think? You think they really got hacked, or do you think?
Honestly, like getting hacked is nothing to joke about, you know, especially for a studio, especially when you've already got so much shit going on with Cyberpunk. You know, or maybe, you know what, now that I think of it,
the homie said that they got cyberpunked.
Who knows? Maybe it's true or maybe it's not. Maybe they're trying to make gamers, you know, people feel bad for them just because of the shit fest they had with Cyberpunk. But who knows? Maybe they're telling the truth. You know, once again, you know, like I said, like, it's, you know, getting hacked is nothing to joke about. That's some serious shit, you know, some lawsuits right there, you know, but who knows, you know, I believe them. There's no reason for them to lie, you know.
True. Other news. The Kingdom Hearts franchise is coming to PC, dude. March 30th. Exclusive to the Epic Game Store, sadly.
Sadly.
Only makes sense because Kingdom Hearts is ran off Unreal Engine, so. But maybe it won't be exclusive forever. Maybe it's just a one-year thing. They weren't clear on that. But yeah, I think that's really cool that Kingdom Hearts is coming to PC.
Mm-hmm.
For people that don't want to buy consoles, you know?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I thought that was pretty pretty good news to put in there. Mm-hmm. But how about that Black Myth Wukong trailer? Did you watch that?
Yeah, I watched it with the... Yeah, it looks badass, dude.
Dude.
What is it, Hackathon or what?
I'm not sure. It looks kind of like a Dark Souls-esque gameplay, but...
Yeah.
Oh my God, for this company, for this game to be that company's first game, that's insane.
It looks good.
Yes, dude. It is like ridiculous. I was kind of like under the rug with this game because I know they released like a 15-minute video about it, but like I kind of brushed it off. I was like, and I'll watch it later. I know it looks really good, but I kind of don't want to like get more into it just because I want to go in blind. But they released a 3-minute trailer recently, and wow, dude, I thought like the cutscene, I was like, oh, it's just a cutscene, man, whatever. And it like converted into gameplay. Oh my God, it was ridiculously good.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say nothing much more than just the game looks fantastic. But yeah, so it's from a Chinese indie company called Game Science Interactive Technology.
Mm-hmm.
And I, at least from what the website shows, I can't read none of it because it's in Chinese. But it looks like this is their first game. They're publishing and developing it all on their own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's pretty insane, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But
that's pretty good.
Yeah, other than that, when I Googled it, it says it has an initial release date for 2023, which kind of bums me out. But I mean,
yeah, the game still looks like it's in development, but go on.
But yeah, dude, I'm so hyped for it. I'm part of the Monkey Gang, so I'm just so excited for it.
For sure.
When you see more, what will convince you to get this day one?
So far I'm liking the combat. It reminds me like of God of War. The character designs are badass, especially what you turn into. You turn into these other creatures.
Yeah, and it was like a shield, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then the monsters that you fight, they're just so badass. In a way, they're giving me like Bloodborne type of vibes, you know, from the character design. But yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm digging it.
Yeah, dude, I'm really excited for it. I can't wait to see more of this. I don't think we mentioned on the last episode, too, another game that's coming out in May, Biomutant, finally got a release date. But I thought that was, I forgot. Crap. But that's another, like, animal-type game that I'm pretty excited for to come out. But last on the news, we got a release date for Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart.
Oh, yeah.
June day 11th. One. You said day one?
Yeah, day one.
You're lying.
For sure.
You said that for about sure. Little Nightmares.
No, well, the thing is, that's still day one. I'm still going to get it this week, you know? It's just, you know, I got caught up with the stuff, you know?
No, I'm just kidding. I feel that. But yeah. Yes, dude, we got a little 30-second trailer, like, out of the bloom. Well, to be fair, there was a leak for Ripped Apart and a Digital Deluxe Edition. They got their MSRP ratings in the United Kingdom, I think yesterday, and then they released a release date trailer today, which is 30 seconds, June 11th. Mm-hmm. And apparently, how do you feel about it being a PS5 exclusive?
Oh, that's even better, dude. Like, no shade to like PS4 owners, but honestly, I think that's so good because they're going to take advantage of like the full power of PS5 instead of, you know, having to downgrade the graphics a bit for PS4, you know?
I agree.
But, yeah, you know, it's going to be good. It's going to look good. And, you know, like looking at the trailer, at the gameplay, it just looks so damn good. Like the reflections, you know, the particle effects, the smoke, the fog, you know, it looks so damn good. And yeah, I'm hyped for it. I'm really glad it's coming out for PS5 because, like, honestly, like, if I had the chance, if let's say I didn't get the PS5 at launch, I wouldn't really be that bummed out just because, like, I've noticed I've been playing mostly PS4 games on my PS5 recently, you know? So, cause there really isn't a lot of like PS5 games out right now. So, but this game, Ratchet and Clank, is going to make me like just want to take full advantage of the PS5, you know? Yeah, pretty much, I'm hyped for it. I'm just so happy that it's for PS5 exclusively, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I'm pretty stoked too. Just like you said, like, it's PS5 exclusive. So we know that all hands on board with Rift Apart is going to utilize the PS5 to its fullest advantage, we assume, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they've already came out and said that every gun will feel different with the controller. So I can only imagine shooting the sheep gun, the pixelator, and the disco grenade.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, that one was my favorite weapon, the disco grenade. That one was awesome.
Yeah, or the pixelator too. I can already feel the vibrations in my hands, you know?
Definitely, dude. Yeah, I'm so excited, and I just can't wait to see what it looks like. Everything from bolts flying to the destruction through the combat, I can only imagine what it's going to feel like at home, you know? And yeah. I forgot to mention this. I set up my surround sound speakers. They finally came in the mail, and oh my God, dude, they sound really good. I still got to tweak and tune them, but I was playing Persona 5 Royale, and there's like this move where they do an all-out attack, and they're like swinging in left and right from behind up front, and my surround sound like utilizes the sound of the game. So when they were attacking from behind, I could hear them only from behind my head of the speakers. So yeah. I was thinking, since the new Ratchet and Clank game, Rift Apart, has 3D audio, like when a big destruction happens and all the bolts are flying towards me, like I can only imagine the bolts flying behind my head and going towards like the TV.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I can't wait to see how that sounds, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I can't wait. Rift Apart. They still haven't announced the girl Lumbax's name, but they gave like a little hint. Something with like Rosie or something on their blog post. I forgot what they said. It was like, we're not ready to reveal her name yet. I know you guys are dying to know, but just have a little patience and like stay Rosie or something. It was like a little hint to like what her name is, but it wasn't clear. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
So for sure it's not Rosie, but like Rosie is the hint of the name of what it's going to be. So Daisy? No, it's got to be like something else. Like, it's Ratchet and Clank. What do you think her name is? What kind of name would you make up right now on the spot?
Amory? I don't know. That just popped up in my head.
Amory?
Amory, I don't know. Something magical, you know?
You think so? I'm thinking still mechanical stuff, since she has that weird, like a ratchet sword also.
Spear.
Spear. Dang, what's her name? Like from Dodgeball? Glazer, and then he pulls out the Russian girl's, like, I forgot what her name is, but it's like ridiculously, it doesn't rhyme at all. That's how I'm thinking her name's gonna be, just something ridiculous. But so we said a lot of good things about Ratchet and Clank, but how do you feel that it's retailing for $70?
Well, the first game came out for what, $40? You still remember?
Did it? I think it did.
It did come out for $40. And because the first one from 2016 was kind of a short game. I think it was like 5 or 6 hours. I forgot, man. But it was quite short. So to see that it's coming out for $70, I'm assuming it's going to be a full-fledged, you know, like 12-hour, 15-hour adventure game, you know? Which I'm okay with, you know? But the $70, damn. That extra $10, you know? Honestly, like, I know it's just $10, but trust me, those $10 do make a difference, you know? Especially when you buy, like, multiple games a month, you know, those $10 will add up, you know?
Definitely, especially during this pandemic where people are watching what they're spending. But no joke, I was talking to the homies about this in Discord, and, like, I said that, and then I realized, I feel like I've seen more people spend than they have ever spent throughout an entire year during this pandemic. Yeah. Like, shouldn't we be saving more than should we be spending? Does that make sense? Like, look at Pokemon cards. You can't go buy Pokemon cards because everyone's buying them off the shelves. You can't buy PlayStation 5s or Xbox Series X's because they're just gone by scalpers or PC parts. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're just trying to cash in, you know, just, you know, free society, you know, as fucked up as it is, you know, they can do whatever they want, and that sucks, you know.
But yeah, I do hope the game is longer. They have said that this is not a remaster of any of the games they have done, but it is literally a direct sequel to the first one. But then again, the first one was a remake of a remaster, right? Of the first one?
Yeah, a remake, pretty much a remake.
But yeah, this sequel is a completely brand new sequel. It is not like something they take in from other games and just put in this one. It is like a game built from the ground up, a sequel built from the ground up. But they said that if you have played previous games prior, after Ratchet & Clank on the PS2, you will notice subtle hints on other games. So that's pretty nice.
For sure.
So, yeah, I do hope it is longer. Then again, you got to throw into the detail. Like, it's obviously going to have ray tracing, the 3D audio. They're obviously optimizing the PS5 controller to its fullest potential, you know?
Yeah.
To the $70. And another thing is, too, they're not just throwing $70 for what it's worth. It's literally due to inflation. For the homie from Discord calculated it, and in 2021 we're supposed to be at $77.
Damn.
So yeah, for retail game, and I think the price for $60 games happened in 2005, is what he was saying. But
yeah,
so it's a long overdue thing. $10, we've had it for so long, but I mean, a lot of people have word of mouth, and they might fight back for $60 games. To me, I think it's fine for a $70 game, but for sure, definitely watching where I'm going to be putting it when games become $100 each, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, that'll probably be like 20 years from now.
Yeah.
Most likely.
But
I mean, you know, it sucks. You know, like, honestly, like, it kind of sucks for some people just because, like, you know, their wages, you know, like, they really haven't really moved up the wage pay rate, you know, and stuff like that, hourly pay rate. And, you know, like, I feel like, you know, the inflation's like just going much farther up than what it is like that people get paid for, you know, hourly, you know, for like prices, you know, for like anything that, you know, games, you know, food, you know, it's just going up, you know?
Yeah.
That's a different topic though, but you know what I'm saying, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, honestly, it's a day one for me.
Same here. I'm definitely picking it up. I was going to say, are you going to go physical? But I forgot you got digital.
yeah, digital. Yes. It fucking sucks. You know, it actually doesn't suck. But, you know, honestly, like, hey, you know, I wait for sales, you know, digital sales. And, you know, I get good prices on it. I just can't sell them. That's it.
Definitely. Speaking of digital, there is a digital deluxe edition, which is $80. It comes with some costumes, early upgrade materials, the soundtrack, and an art book, digital art book, digital soundtrack.
Damn.
Is that a cop or a nop?
It's in between, just because it's another $10, you know, but $80? Fuck, dude, like, what can I get with $80? You tell me.
$80? You could get, crap.
I mean, legit. What happened?
I'm thinking.
I can get a controller. I can get another PS5 controller. I can, like, $80. I can buy clothes. I can buy two pair of shoes, you know? I think about that a lot, you know? Before I make a hefty purchase, you know, I think about, what can I buy with this money instead, you know? But it's still a day one. Digital deluxe, maybe. It's an if, you know? Maybe. But it's still day one for me, 70.
Okay, if there's a collector's edition, is that a cop or no?
Cop, I say. Collector's edition?
Yeah, like a statue of Ratchet, Clank, and the long legs.
Probably. Just because I have so many statues in my room. True. I don't have no space.
True. Yeah. If they make a collector's edition, you know me. It's a cop. Yes, this game's a day one. But honestly, I was thinking about that today. Dude, I think it's been like, what, 4 months since the PS5 has been out? Damn. And no joke, 4 months is long overdue for them to update the system where we could finally install that SSD.
Yeah.
Because you know, but I'm on physical and I'm already filling up my stuff, dude.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm not playing a lot of games, but like I'm saving those games for later. So I guess I could delete them. But 4 months into a system's life cycle and we still can't use the one feature to upgrade our stuff. Mm-hmm. And then again, yeah, I could do an external hard drive and put my PS4 games and store my PS5 games and transfer them over. But like, see how much of a hassle I got to go through that? Like, I just want to get the SSD already and be done with it. Like, I want my freaking 2 terabyte, 1 terabyte, whatever speed I got to go through. And we don't even know how much it's going to cost is another thing, too. Like, don't you think it's kind of ridiculous that we're like this far in and we still don't have it? I'm getting scared that we might not even ever get it. What if it's another system that doesn't even get utilized at a part that comes with?
Yeah, it sucks, dude. It really does suck. It fucking sucks, you know, but then again, like, you know, we're in a pandemic. We don't really know if they had the time to optimize it for, you know, an external drive, you know. We don't know. Maybe they're just bullshitting, you know, just waiting for something to pop up.
Hmm.
But it does suck, though. It should be day one, in my opinion.
Yeah, me too. I think, it's an unfinished console pretty much still.
Yeah, pretty much.
But, yeah, man, I'm pretty bummed on that. But hopefully soon. I would assume maybe they have to release the update before Ripped Apart comes out. June 11th is way more than enough time than to release the update.
Yeah, that's what, like 4 months from now, right? Yeah, exactly 4 months. We're February 11th, comes out June 11th. That's 4 months from now.
Yeah, dude, if they don't have the update by the 1 year anniversary of the PS5, I better get a 1 terabyte SSD in the mail by them. I swear to God. Have you had any Joy-Con drift, PS5 drift on your controller?
Nah. Why, have you?
I've seen a lot of people complaining that they're getting controller drift on their PS5 controller, but I honestly haven't noticed it or I haven't experienced it at all.
I haven't experienced it either, so that's good.
Yeah, I play my PlayStation a lot, but yeah, other than that, man, that's pretty much all the news we got.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to talk about more PlayStation, we could.
I've been having a blast with my PS5. Honestly, as of recently, you know, I've been playing the PS5 quite a bit.
Wait,
but even like,
wait, can I say one thing before you do your PlayStation story?
Oh yeah, go on.
The homie hit me up. He sent me a message saying, "Yo, dude," the homie Sergio. He was like, "Yo, dude, what do you think about the Avengers game?" Blah blah. And I told him it was whatever's. And he's like, "Damn, dude," because before I told him he was getting a Series X or a PS5, and I was like, "Dude, get the PS5 because you could play more games on it." And he was like, "Nah, I'm gonna get the Series X." And I was like, "All right, whatever, dude. All right, cool." Mm-hmm. And then, so he hit me up asking me that. And he was saying like, "Yeah, dude, I just been at home. I've been thinking about getting the game because I want to play something new. I'm bored at home. I don't have no games to play." And I was like, "Shit, I'd be bored too if I had an Xbox."
Damn, bro.
But I thought that was something worth mentioning. But obviously I'm kidding, but I thought it was a pretty funny joke. But go on with your PlayStation story. Hashtag not a fanboy.
Dude, there's times when I just I realize how grateful I am, how lucky I am to have a PS5 console, because there's so many articles saying, you know, PS5 shortages everywhere, scalpers, you know, this and that. And then today you know how I told you yesterday, last night, when you asked me what time we would do the podcast, told you that I had to go to sleep early, so I can wake up early in the morning and just like clean up my room, because we hired some dudes
clean the carpets.
For the carpets, to clean up just like my room and my sister and my dad's room. But these two young dudes saw the console. They were like, "Oh fuck, you got a PS5 and like, yeah, and they're like, "Damn, I wish I had one." And like, you know, we were just talking about it. It was pretty cool, you know. And they're like, "Damn, like they go for a lot on eBay and this and that." I'm all like, "Yeah, I'm one of them. I sell them now." but it's just it's pretty cool. Like, I just, there's times when I don't there's times when I realize like, damn, like I'm kind of lucky to have a PS5, you know, in a way, you know. I'm not trying to like be all, you know, sell, like show offish, but yeah, there's times when I just forget, like, damn, there's even times when I like, when I'm like just chilling, like just designing, like working on a 3D character model, and I'm like, damn, I have a PS5 and I'm not playing it right now. I should be playing it, you know, because I just spent like nearly like, I spent like $4 on it, you know, I should be playing it, you know, take advantage of the hardware, you know. But yeah, I just want to put that out there. It just feels weird, you know, because there's times when I'm like, damn, like there's just times when I just trip out, like, damn, I have a PS5, you know, and everyone's talking about it on the internet, you know.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, dude, I love my PS5 too, and super grateful that we're able to get one day one, you know. I always, mm-hmm. like, that day will live in infamy for me. Sadly, we had to go through it with the pandemic and everything, and we couldn't do, like, a full, like, yeah. launch experience and whatsoever. But, yeah, dude, I'm super hyped to be able to have one and get my brother one, get some homies one, you know what I mean? But, like, no matter what, just, like, it's just so surreal, especially like for the first year. And we may knock it like as if like we talk about it nonchalantly because we kind of do. But honestly, it is still such a blessing to, I mean, it's so weird to talk about. It's like, it's such a blessing to talk about video games, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. But yeah, I was super excited. I love my PS5. I can't wait to see what they do next, you know?
Yeah, can't wait.
I was going to ask you, so I posted on my Twitter. Oh, yeah, I could pull that up, too. Crap. I was going to ask you, are you one of the... What do you do? How do you turn on your console is the question I asked Twitter, but I'm asking you right now. Mm-hmm. How do you turn on your console? The power button on the console, or do you just press the PlayStation symbol on the controller?
PlayStation symbol on the controller, pretty much.
Same here. Okay.
Yeah, like, who the fuck turns it off from the... by the console button. Fuck
no. I asked Twitter. 27% says the power button. 73% says the controller, with 15 votes in total. Whoever turns on their console from the console, to me, you're a weirdo, because you're pressing two buttons to get through it. You literally, all you gotta do is just press one, the controller, and you're done.
Yeah.
I would understand if you had like, it was like some setting, like there is a main controller or something, or it remembers the last controller you used. If you press the power button from the console, it turns on that controller too, but it doesn't. Yeah. So why would you do it from the console is the question I'm asking. It's so weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought that was funny. And I was like, what kind of question? Like, I can't believe there are people out there that do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's so weird. But anyways, that's pretty much all the news, all the stuff we really talk about during the podcast. But right now, we could go into the community section of our Discord. You could join our Discord in the link below, wherever you're listening to this. We have a Discord where we could talk about video games, movies, TV shows, anything we pretty much talk about in the podcast. You could chat with us and everything, or ask us questions in the local questions tab. Just like, let's see, who asked us a question? Well, the homies asked questions, but... oh my God, they went ham. Okay, so the first question is from Cryptic. When are we going to see you complete Demon Souls and Sekiro? Mike, will you ever play Demon Souls or Sekiro? Do those games just not like interest
you? They don't really catch my interest, but Demon Souls kind of does. But then again, I did catch a glimpse of how Demon Souls is by playing Bloodborne. Just like 2 weeks ago, and I was kind of turned off just because I had just finished playing God of War, so I think I had quite high expectations of the gameplay mechanics, you know. Uh-huh. But that's iffy. That's for me. Demon Souls, Sekiro, I don't think so. I've heard a lot of hype about it though.
For me, dang, mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't want to give a specific date, but I will say I will beat both of those games this year for sure.
For okay. sure.
So the homie Matt and everyone just asked like a bunch of random pool questions. How big is your pool? What's the best part of your pool? Do you have a diving board? How big is your hot tub? Blah 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 blah, a bunch of pool questions. And just to clear it up, I don't have a pool. Okay, all right, next question.
Yeah, right.
All right, this is from the homie Goo. He says, why are you a hottie, Mike?
I know I I asked the same question about you.
I asked the same question about you.
Nah. It's impossible.
Yeah. He didn't tell you guys, but both those Tinder dates were with me.
yeah, for real.
Yeah, he swiped up on me, however you do that shit on that game. But yeah, pretty much just a bunch of pool questions there messing around. But yes, I do not have a pool. I don't have a pool. But
funny.
Yeah, man, we'll end the episode right there. You good?
For sure. I'm good, man.
All right. Yep. Take us out of here then.
All right. Let me see. Let me just, yeah, it was a good podcast. You know, I enjoyed it. Let me just look for the,
you may find the template. I got you. Yeah. So we try to record every week. Episode 54. Gonna do, how many episodes do you think we can knock out this year? We could think we could do another 20.
Most likely. I think so. How many? Yeah. Yeah.
Can we all keep right, it consecutive?
I'll say it.
Yeah. You ready? All right.
Yeah. And that was episode, what was it? What
episode was it? I forgot. 54.
54. Damn, 54. All right. And that was episode 54 of the Local Podcast. You can find us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Play Store, and that one app you know about that we don't.
And Audioboo.
You can find direct links in the description of wherever you're listening to. Thanks for everything, and we'll see you next week. Hope yep. That was good.
Yeah, that was perfect. All right. Yeah. We'll see you guys. And we'll talk more. Hopefully Mike, we could knock out Little Nightmares too, and we can have like a spoiler discussion on the next podcast.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, all right, we'll see you guys next episode.
Thank you guys. Take care.